From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Israel warns a nuclear agreement will not keep Iran from getting atomic weapons. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Tuesday reaffirmed his view that international negotiations with Iran over its nuclear program will not stop it from getting an atomic weapon.
Now, I know I'm often portrayed as the nuclear party pooper, and that would be okay if I was the only voice against the impending deal with Iran. But I speak with quite a few of our neighbors, more than you think. And I want to tell you that nobody in this region believes this deal will block Iran's path to the bomb, or as I said, to many bombs.
The Israeli leader addressed a strategic conference near Tel Aviv weeks before a June 30 deadline for the so-called P5 plus 1, the permanent UN Security Council members plus Germany, to reach a comprehensive agreement with Tehran. Mr. Netanyahu is to meet Wednesday with outgoing U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Martin Dempsey. The United States announced on Tuesday it will not meet with a Muslim Brotherhood delegation in Washington for a private conference. The group has been designated a terror organization by the Egyptian government. Jeff Rathke is a U.S. spokesman.
We engage with representatives from across the political spectrum, and this is a group we've also met with in the recent past. Don't have any further reason. We simply aren't meeting with them this time. No change in policy. We remain, remain in contact. We will remain in contact with groups across the political spectrum.
The announcement came amid reports the U.S. ambassador to Cairo had been summoned by the government to express its displeasure over the permission granted to the group to visit the U.S. This is VOA News. President Obama is expected to decide, perhaps as early as this week, on a plan to send hundreds more military trainers to Iraq to bolster Iraqi troops in their fight against the Islamic State group. The new setup of 500 personnel would join the 3,000 trainers and advisors authorized last year. White House spokesman Josh Earnest Tuesday said there's an urgent need to accelerate such training.
Iraqi security forces that have benefited from the support of our coalition military partners have performed well on the battlefield. And what we know is that in at least one recent area where we experienced a setback in Ramadi, those were forces that had not benefited from being trained by the U.S.-led coalition.
Mr. Obama met Monday in Germany with Iraq's prime minister on the sidelines of the Group of Seven summit, discussing strategy to reverse the gains by the IS group. A moderate Syrian rebel coalition seized a major southern military base from government forces Tuesday, the Southern Front Alliance, took what is known as the 52nd Brigade base a day after what a rebel spokesman called short and quick but fierce fighting. Syrian forces have suffered losses in the province in recent months. Defense chiefs of Nigeria, Niger, Cameroon, Benin, and Chad Tuesday met at Abuja to discuss joint operations against Boko Haram. Alex Bada is the Nigeria's chief of defense staff.
Our meetings, not only as members of LCBC, but at the bilateral or multilateral levels, have created opportunity for us to move a step further in the ongoing fight against terrorism and criminal elements within our region. It is a known fact that terrorists do not recognize or respect international boundaries and as such carry out their acts both within and across national boundaries.
Joint operations conducted since February have pushed the militant group out of most areas of northeast Nigeria. Eritrea is dismissing a UN report that accused the country of systematic, widespread, and gross human rights violations. It called the report by a commission of inquiry totally unfounded and devoid of all merit. It said it's part of a, quote, politically motivated campaign to undermine Eritrea's political, economic, and social progress. U.S. Treasury Secretary Jack Lew Tuesday encouraged Ukraine's leaders to keep working on restructuring their debt, saying IMF loans require everyone to make a shared sacrifice. He met in Washington Tuesday with Ukrainian officials who hope the IMF will release a second installment of more than $17 billion in loans to Ukraine. Debt-ridden Greece offered a new economic reform plan to its international creditors Tuesday in a new bid to avoid default. By the end of this month, details of the new ideas Athens sent to its lenders were not disclosed, but some officials say they focus on revised fiscal targets for Greece's beleaguered government and new ways to generate revenue. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.